granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lum. I believe you're right.
No. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going down in Pine Ridge. Lum's newest plan to reunite Elizabeth and Abner is to place Abner on a hunger strike until his wife gives in and asks him to return home. This is the second day of the hunger strike, and as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum having a fairly difficult time keeping Abner in line with this new plan. Listen.
Abner, get away from that cracker barrel.
Well, Lum...
Hurry up now, put that cracker back. Here, let me look in your hand.
I ain't got nothing in there.
Put that right back in there.
Which hand?
The other. Let's see, open it up. Open up them fingers.
Oh, Lum, no, don't do that. Oh, doggy, you might... All right, you done broke that cracker all to pieces anyway. I can't
dust it off
now.
On the floor there.
Well, I'm hungry, Lum.
Well, that's the way you're supposed to be. How many times do I have to remind you that you're on a hunger strike?
I know I am, but I don't see how one little cracker's going to make no difference. Elizabeth won't never know it. She's the one I'm doing this for, not me.
No, she won't know it, that's true, but it's the principle of the thing. One little tiny bite of a cracker and you've broke the hunger strike.
Well, I believe that'd be a good thing to break.
Now listen, Abner. You've got a good start on this thing now, and you don't want to spoil it. This is your second day, and I believe if you can hold out 4 or 5 more days...
Four or five more?
Yeah. Well, then I think Elizabeth will change her mind and beg you to give this up and come back home.
Lum, if I have to go on starving for 5 more days, I won't be able to go home.
Oh, you can stick it out if you just set your head to it.
Lum, I'm hungry.
Oh, Ab, stop saying that. You just make it worse by concentrating on being hungry.
Well, that's what I am. Hungry. H-U-N-G-G-R-E-E. Hungry. That's what I am. I ain't had nothing for 2 days.
I know you ain't, but try to get your mind on some other subject. Use the power of mind over matter.
Well,
Think of some other subject to talk about, like trees and flowers, birds. Have you saw that bird Charlie Redfield bought the other day?
I had it.
It's a parrot. Its name's Polly.
Polly?
Yeah.
Lum, I want a cracker.
Abner, I've told you 1,000 or 100 times you can't have no crackers.
Well, I'm hungry.
Well, now listen. If you keep munching on junk all the time, you ain't never going to get that starved look to you.
Good for me.
And then Elizabeth ain't never going to feel sorrowful for you.
She won't, huh?
Well, of course not. You got to have sunk cheekbones. You have to look holler-faced and gaunt.
Well, I don't know about my face, but my stomach is sure holler. Just look at her. How much too big my pants are for me. Look at that.
It's good, all right, but it ain't good enough yet. You got to get to where you look terrible and feel terrible and everything else, sort of faint, scrawny.
Ain't there some other way you can go on a hungry strike without not eating?
No, it's the only way you can do it.
That's silly. I'll think up a new one here.
Now, get your mind on something else, Abner. Think about the store business or something. Maybe you better get out and make the delivers.
Make the delivers?
Yeah, the fresh air will do you good. Help you work up a good appetite.
That's going too far. Here I am starving to death, and you want me to tote some great big old heavy groceries all over town.
Oh, you ain't that weak. Not yet, anyways.
You ain't got a whip you want to use on me, have you?
Well, now, don't be sarcastic, Abner. I ain't being mean to you. I'm just trying to help you get back to your happy home again.
Well,
you asked me to get you back in your house.
I know it, Lum, but I can't tote them baskets of groceries. There just ain't no two ways about it. I'll fall right flat on my face.
Well, that's good.
Huh?
Try to fall over near your place so Elizabeth can see you.
Oh, man.
That'll work on her sympathy, sure enough.
Dogged, I don't know why I ever let you talk me into this hungry strike in the first place. There ain't nothing about it that I like. Look how I'm shaking here, Lum, just like a dog on a wet sack. Look at that.
Wait, wasn't that our ring? You keep jabbering there, I can't hear nothing.
Oh, no, I'm so hungry I can't hear nothing either. Oh, there it goes again.
Yeah, that's it, all right. Yeah. Might be Elizabeth right now, starting to get worried about you.
She ain't half as worried about me as I am, I'll tell you.
Hello, put him down store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
Starving to death.
Oh, how are you, Ezra?
Varmint coming over here, I'll bite him.
Well, good. How's that? Oh, is that going to be Saturday night? Well, I'd like to, Ezra, but I'm feared I'm just going to be too busy. Abner might do it, though.
I might do what?
Yeah, he'd be glad to serve on a committee. I know he would.
I ain't got the strength to serve on nothing.
Yeah, all right, that'll be fine, Ezra. You betcha. Goodbye.
What have you got me into now, Lon?
Oh, you'll enjoy this. The annual initiation of new members is being held over at the Lodge Hall Saturday night, and Ezra wants you to serve on committee.
He does, huh?
He's the Grand High Purple Horned Eagle this year.
I know he is.
Worked up from just a plain lavender eagle this month.
I know. But he ain't going to get me to serve on no committee Saturday night, because I ain't going to live that long.
Oh, you will, too.
I wish they wasn't having that initiation right now, because it always takes out of the Lodge treasury. They won't even have enough money left to buy me a wreath.
Oh, it's silly, Evan.
They won't.
They could make a special assessment for that.
Well, that'd be nice.
But you ain't going to die, so just get that idea out of your head. The reason I suggested you for a committee was because I thought it'd give you something else to think about.
Well, what committee am I going to be on? Having the Lodge robes clean? I'm generally on that committee.
Oh, I don't know what it is. As you say, he'd let you know that later.
Yeah, and it better not be too much later. I'll never find out. I'll be laying there on the floor starved to death. Right in the middle of a grocery store, too. That's going to hurt our business, Lon, me laying around here dead, you know.
Abner, will you stop talking that away?
Well, it will.
First thing you know, you're going to get yourself to think. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. You can talk to him. That line off of eating for a while.
I ain't sure I want to get my mind
off. Oh, what a halfway beauty day.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric.
Oh, pretty good. I'm all out of breath. I school hopped all the way over here.
Well, yeah. Come on in. What you got in the box there, Cedric?
Oh, just my lunch.
Huh?
Oh, just my lunch. Do you fellas mind if I eat my lunch here today?
Why, no. Sit right down here, Cedric, old boy. I might even join you. What all you got, Cedric?
Abner, get out of that lunchbox.
Well, Lom, I was just sort of peeking in there.
Now, you're on a hunger strike. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Oh, Dad, blame that thing anyway.
What did you say you was on, Mr. Abner?
A hungry strike, Cedric. I ain't supposed to eat nothing till Elizabeth takes me back again. Or I starve to death, one.
I'd bet you'd get awful hungry doing that.
Get hungry? My stomach's flapping up again my backbone right now. Thinks I've cut my throat. Might nigh knocking my spinal vertigos right out of joint.
Well, Cedric, how come you ain't eating your lunch over at the schoolhouse like the other scholars do?
Well, I don't get hardly nothing to eat over there, that's the reason. Leastways, not enough for a boy my size.
Well, you take your own lunch, don't you?
Yes, Mom, but me and my little chums over there got a sort of a system where we sort of trade things around, sort of.
Trade things around?
Yes, Mom. We trade a sandwich for an apple or a sweet potato for a boiled egg or something.
Uh-huh.
And every day when I get done trading around with my little chums, I don't have nothing left, hardly.
You don't?
No, Mom. I don't know how it happens, but that's the way it always works out. I reckon I'm just unlucky.
Yeah, well, you better eat your lunch here then, Cedric. You starve to death over there.
Yeah, that ain't a good thing to do, I'm finding out, too, Cedric. That's starving to death. You get hungry doing that.
See what I got today.
Yeah.
Well, for goodness sakes. I never knowed Mama put these pieces of fried chicken in here.
Did you say fried chicken, Cedric?
Yes, Mama. Mama sure knows how to fix that stuff good, too.
Always look at that grub.
Just look at that, Mr. Abner.
Cedric, don't hold that up in front of me. You're going to draw back a nub or I'll snap your arm off.
Boy. Sure tastes good. Mm. See, that's the best fried chicken I ever ate in my whole life, nearly.
Cedric, would you please hash up?
Yeah, kind of be careful what you say about eating around Abner, Cedric.
Facts is, you better go on back over to the schoolhouse, Cedric. I believe it'd be safer for you to take a chance with your little chums and to stick around here.
Well, this won't take me long. When I'm this hungry, I like to eat fast.
Oh, you've been hoarding, that's what you're
doing. Here, Mr. Abner, will you hold a box for me while I peel a sweet potato?
Oh, sure, I'd love to.
No, wait a minute now. Give me that box. It ain't safe for you to hold it, Abner.
Doggy, you better get Cedric out of here then, Lum. He's just torturing me to death. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Cedric, you better go back to the room and eat your lunch, or Abner can't see you.
Eat room's a good place to eat anyway, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Doggy, this is the worst one day I ever spent in my whole life.
Oh, I dropped a hard-boiled egg. Well, what do
you... Yeah, I'll get it, Cedric.
Abner, get your hands off of that egg. I'll pick it up.
Oh, Dad, blame it anyway.
Yeah, I got to watch you every minute. Here you are, Cedric. Now get on back to the feed room there.
Yes, Mom.
Just wait till this hungry strike's over. I'll eat this whole town clean out of grub in one day.
Now, there you go again, Abner. That's all you think about. I told you it'd be a heap easier if you'd just get your mind on some other subject.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. See, what else can I think about?
Well, you might think about the international situation. Wait a minute, there's our ring again. If that's a grocer order, it'll help you to get out and put that order up for him.
Well, I hope they order a couple of boxes of crackers. That's what I hope.
Hello, John Down Store and Library.
Oh,
Tree, he's right here.
Spend the rest of my life.
Here, Abner. Esri decided to...
Good.
Here,
yeah.
Here, take our receiver.
Yeah, thank you. Hello. Yeah, Esri, this is Abner. Head of what committees? Oh.
What's the matter, Abner? You're turning pale.
You know what committee I'm on, Lum?
No.
Food and refreshments. I've got to barbecue a hog and then make sandwiches out of it to serve to that bunch of fat glutens over there at the lodge hall.